So when I left school, I was only 15, so I was quite young, and I finished year 10. Then my dad encouraged me to go do School of Fashion because I was good with my hands and I could sew really well. So I went up there and did that for 2 years, which I enjoyed the whole time I was up there. But at the end of that, there wasn't a lot of jobs locally, and I was still quite young when I'd finished that. And Dad and my sister worked here, so I then thought I'll try and apply for it and do something with my hands because I enjoyed that and didn't mind getting dirty. And always fitted in well with guys, so yeah, tried out for my apprenticeship and then I got that. So,
Apprenticeship in what trades, what skills?
fitter and turner by trade, so that's machining, maintenance, reassembling, disassembling, fixing equipment,
How
etc.
different was it to fashion?
Very, very. My biggest memory of when I started was when I went to TAFE. The first day of TAFE was a 4-hour exam. And that was on what parts of a lathe, files. The only thing I ever knew was how to file my nails to get them right. And the other part was all stuff that I did about half an hour on the exam and only remembered the trigonometry. So it was only from school, which I could never remember at school, but I could remember that in this exam. And half hour into it, I just gave it back to the guy and said, "Look, I don't know any of this."
So, did you really get thrown in the deep end?
Yes, pretty much so, because I was quite young and interacting with other people and bits, other things. I did fall behind in my schooling in my first year and didn't know how I was going to get through it, but I ended up getting help from a few of the other apprentices and that. And then by the end of my second year, I was 3 weeks ahead and won an award, so.
I'm guessing, though, you didn't go into this field because you wanted to win awards. Did you have doubts at that time when it was really tough?
Yes, yeah. So going from like sewing, which is all to do with your hands, and I love cross stitching and doing dresses and making all that stuff for my girls and friends. But opportunities that arise, and this came as an opportunity when I applied for it and thought I'll give it a go, and I just took it with both hands and I've enjoyed it. Love machining and I love pneumatics, all schematics and bits and pieces, and I enjoy doing that and creating. When you're machining something, you're creating a part that's shiny and it looks good and it's used to make things work. And for the last 7 years, or 9 years, can't remember now, but I've been doing learning and development and safety and training, so now improving all our training, our documentation, and making sure our department meets all our requirements. And I really enjoy that. And I also get the opportunity to go back and do machining as well. So I operate the good machines down there, as well as do my office work and that as well.
I bet you've made the learning and training a bit easier than it was for you when you started.
Yes, so it's more relevant. We try and make all our courses to a national standard. So we just try and make it something worthwhile for the guys, like our work at heights that I do for site. We've now just added a practical component because they've always complained that we don't do enough practical. So we've got all this emergency gear in the cranes, but we don't know how to use it and we've not been trained. So we've now just opened up a practical centre where I get to suspend them in their harnesses and they deploy their trauma straps and learn how it feels to be suspended in your harness. And if you don't have your leg straps done up tight, what sort of sensation. And the other thing they've learnt is if you don't have the harness done up properly at the top, you lean forward and that puts more pressure on your groin area. So,
As people listen to this, they're probably thinking, this sounds like blokes' jobs, but you're very definitely not one of those.
that was another problem that I had when I first started because I was quite petite and quite small. It was challenging to start with, but as I got through it, I got stronger and I learnt ways of getting around where I couldn't undo a bolt. I used to carry like an extension bar in my bag and other bits like that. And yes, I'd have to get help. And the operators were fantastic and come in and give me a hand if I needed a hand. And they were really good as far as all that sort of. You did come across some guys which were quite challenging and you should be able to do that. But more or not, you could get a hand from somebody if you needed it. And that's like now. You've just try and got to earn the respect of the other guys, make sure that you work just as hard as what they do. And now in my job now, I try and make their job easier for them. They hate doing paperwork, I love doing it, so it makes it easy for them. They don't have to do it and I get to do it and enjoy doing it.